Good evening, everybody. It is 11 p.m. on a Monday night here in Chicago, and you are listening to the 10th episode of Slightly Lucid on Midwave Radio. My name is Jordan Yee, and as always, I will be your host for the evening. Quick shout out for my boy, Jaden Hamilton. It's his birthday today, and he's on the train ride home and still tuning in. So if you haven't had a second to go wish him happy birthday, do that now. Thank you for tuning in to our last show of the day. For weekly listeners, I am always glad to have you back. Usual reminders, if you can't stay for the whole show or want to tune out at any time, that's okay. You are free to come and go as you please throughout the hour. There will also be a recording of tonight's episode and playlist available in the next few days on midwaveradio.com. Just click on the Slightly Lucid title card and scroll down to see past shows and playlists too. I'm super excited for tonight's theme. I know there are a couple couples listening in tonight, but for everyone out there, either in a relationship, tentatively dating, or single, we have all been in the spot where we're either pining or on the brink of catching feels. So this is the perfect playlist for the soft feels, so grab a cuddle buddy and cozy up. Since we got a lot of songs tonight, I'm skipping recommendations and going straight to the music. If you want any other recs, just hit me up through Instagram or text, and as always, feel free to text me throughout tonight's show for a shout-out or for any other reason. We are starting out strong with a viral one. You might have heard this song blow up on TikTok relatively recently, but the chorus and main motif is actually borrowed from one of my favorite late 70s songs called Breakfast in America by Supertramp. I try to play lesser-known songs on Slightly Lucid so that people can learn about new jams, but this playlist is made to maximize the amount of feels you can catch, and I cannot deny that this song goes hard. So we're starting off the night with Cupid's Chokehold / Breakfast in America by Gym Class Heroes. Enjoy!
Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot. It's been some time since we last spoke, and this is gonna sound like a bad joke, but mama, I fell in love again. It's safe to say I have a new girlfriend. And I know it sounds so old, but Cupid got me in a chokehold, and I'm afraid I might give in. Towels on the mat, my white flag is waving. I mean, she even cooks me pancakes and Alka-Seltzer when my tummy aches. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. We even got a secret handshake, and she loves the music that my band makes. I know I'm young, but if I had to choose her or the sun, I'd be one nocturnal son of a gun. Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend, she's the only one I got. Not much of a girlfriend, I never seem to get a lot.
It's been a while since we talked last, and I'm trying hard not to talk fast. But Dad, I'm finally thinking I may have found the one type of girl that'll make you way proud of your son. And I know you heard the last song about the girls that didn't last long, but I promise this is on a whole new plane. I can tell by the way she says my name. I love it when she calls my phone. She even got a very own ringtone. If that ain't love, then I don't know what love is. It's gonna be a long drive home, but I know as soon as I arrive home, then I open the door, take off my coat and throw my bag on the floor. She'll be back into my arms once more, for sure, like...
Make the most see, now annoying old man bite his tongue.
I'm not done.
She's got eyes comparable to sunrise, and it doesn't stop there.
Man, I swear.
She's got porcelain skin, of course she's a 10, and now she's even got her own song.
But move been on.
She's got the cutest laugh I ever heard, and we could be on the phone for 3 hours,
not saying one word.
And I would still cherish every moment. And when I start to build my future, she's the main component. Call it dumb, call it love, or whatever you call it. But
everywhere I go, I keep a picture in my wallet like you.
Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. I'm not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot. Take a look at my girlfriend. She's the only one I got. I'm not much of a girlfriend. I never seem to get a lot.
You just listened to Cupid's Chokehold / Breakfast in America by Gym Class Heroes. Next up is another bop, and one of my favorites since early high school. It's by a Thai neo-soul artist who goes by Phum Wipurit. So, I actually did not know how to pronounce that name for the longest time. I actually called them Phum Wipurit, and I'm really sorry to Phum because that is not how you pronounce his name. But, you might have heard this one before. If not, welcome to A Whole New Jam. This is Lover Boy by Phum Wipurit. Enjoy!
Take me away, sun and rain.
you just listened to Lover Boy by Puma Porat. Next up is a relatively new song for me. I found it in my Discover Weekly a few weeks ago. We are going to go from indie neo-soul straight to pop with artist Lindsay Lomas. This is Simple Love by Lindsay Lomas. Just listen to Simple Love by Lindsay Lomas. Next up is for my boy Charlie Mahanes listening in. Hi, Charlie. This is my favorite John Mayer song, which is his favorite artist, and it's from one of his earliest albums all the way back from 2001. Not sure what it is, but the lyrics just make me feel really fuzzy in this one. Very sweet, very domestic. My favorite line is about falling asleep to the sound of sirens because it sounds a lot like the sound of silence, and that's a little bit of lyrical paradox for you. Enjoy City Love by John Mayer.
I never liked this apple much. It always seemed to beg to touch. I can't remember how I found it.
Was City Love by John Mayer. We will be hitting up another soft rock artist now, but we're gonna go a little bit more of a bedroom pop vibe with my main man Mac DeMarco. While the song is his most famous, it's just so nice, and it totally earned the spot. I've got all the opportunity in the world to play his lesser known songs in the future, but for right here, right now, the vibe is perfect for My Kind of Woman by Mac DeMarco. Enjoy!
You're mine.
You just listened to My Kind of Woman by Mac DeMarco. If you liked it, there will be more Mac in the future for sure. But this next one is by an indie pop rock group called The Brummies. You probably haven't heard of them, but they are up and coming. The bridge and guitar riff for the song really, really hits right for me. So sit back and enjoy Lovers Do by The Brummies.
Let the rain be the soundtrack of our day and play for us a chorus while I slip away with you. There's nothing that I'd rather do. Let us watch your old trees.
That was Lovers Do by The Brummies. Not gonna lie, kind of hated that major 7 chord at the end, really wish it resolved, but you know what, beggars can't be choosers. Next up is one of my favorite discoveries of the quarter. It's by Aaron Taylor, a London-born musician with a soul, R&B, and gospel influence. The song is so gentle and the solos are so short, sweet, but wonderful. This is If I Had to Write a Song About You by Aaron Taylor. Enjoy!
I wish you'd write a song about me.
Would you like that? Really? Oh, we ought to be able to whip something up here.
Thank you.
Just listen to If I Had to Write a Song About You by Aaron Taylor. We're moving into chill, sweeter territory now with a 30-minute mark. It is currently 11:31 here in Chicago, and you're tuned in to Slightly Lucid. The theme of this episode is love songs, and with that, this is a quick shout-out to my girl, my one and only Lily Panko. I love you so much, so I hope you're having a great night. Next up is one of my favorite Love You songs. Charlie Berg has so many sweet down-to-earth songs about catching feels, but this one just perfectly captures the excitement of falling in love with a stranger. Kind of reminds me of that feeling you get when you're at a hotel or somewhere far from home and you see another kid your age. You know, the romantic tension is unreal between me and that random-ass boy I see at the airport. I'm actually not allowed to swear on air, I really apologize for that. Either way, this is Bookstore Girl by Charlie Berg.
In the back of the room, it was there that I saw you, in a shirt that you wore, knowing I'd be in the store. Then you left down the stairs, follow you I wouldn't dare. I'd accepted my fate that I'd never see your face again. Again.
Just listen to Bookstore Girl by Charlie Berg. That one is for Miller, one of the most amazing Slightly Lucid listeners. She listens every single week and always supports me, and according to Harrison, she is the ultimate bookstore girl, so that one's for you, Miller. Up next is another favorite artist of mine, R&B/soul master Mac Ayers. While the song is one of his least instrumentally complex ones, the simple acoustics highlight the little lyrics about buying a little gift for your girl. Enjoy This Bag by Mac Ayers featuring Jack Dine.
Drop 60 on this bag just to hold me for the rest of the week. I could drop 60 on this bag. I just hope that I got something to eat. I could drop 60 on this bag.
Just to hold, I haven't hit 20 since we moved it from Wednesday to Monday.
I could drop 60.
Fucking hell, I. Oh shit, what the fuck? Y'all can hear me? Aw, oh, damn it!
I could drop 40 on that bed. Cause I gotta get a gift for my girl. I could drop 40 on that bed. But it's all my money left in the world. I could drop 40 on that bed. But it's all my money left in the world.
I highly apologize for that, guys. Please enjoy the song.
I could drop 20 on that, but that ain't even going to do. I could drop 20 on that bag, and I could kick it for an hour or two. I could drop 20 on that bag. If there's something better to do, so I'ma drop 60 on this.
Hi, everybody. That was This Bag by Mac. This Bag by Mac Ayers and Jack Dine. I'm really sorry that I interrupted that song with such profanity. I really don't know what to say about that. I promise it won't happen again. Because I was a little bit flustered, I did not have a chance to write the script for the next one. But this next song is... This next song is by an artist named Colton Easy. A little bedroom pop slash indie kind of chill vibe. Oh my god. His other music is kind of trash, to be honest. I really like the song, so I wanted to go look at his other songs, and they just weren't good. But this one is really cute. So enjoy Two Stories by Colton Easy, and when I come back after this song, I will be more composed. Enjoy!
I wished upon a star. Now here you are. Your face was in my dreams, and now you're playing my guitar. I've waited oh so long to call you my own. You turned my heart to fire from broken stone. Girl, you've been on my mind ever since I met you. I've waited all this time just to get to hold you. Let me take your hand and let me feel you. You cannot understand.
You just listened to Two Stories by Colton Easy. Next up is such a classic jam for catching feels. I am sure most of you have heard this short and sweet one before. It's the biggest song by bedroom pop artist Victor Internet, and the vibe speaks for itself. I will be singing along to this one with my mic hopefully off while it's playing. This is Tinder Song by Victor Internet.
Sometimes I find myself thinking of you. I feel stupid, but what can I do? I can't let my heart give in. We could have been something, but I blocked you too. Swipe to the right, 'cause I thought you were. Boys are not something I usually do. I can't let my heart.
forgiven. Now when you get lost on the train,
just listen to Tender Song by Victor Internet. I don't take this next statement lightly, but this upcoming song is my favorite love song and has been for a few years now. It's dedicated to my boy Jared, who also adores this one. I miss you, Jared. It's so good to hear from you. Thank you for tuning in tonight. This is Out Like a Light by the Honey Sticks. Please enjoy. That was Out Like a Light by the Honey Six. Still recovering from the feelings I just caught, I honestly really want that song to play at my wedding. But we are still going hard, because this next one really just... sheesh, man. Like, oh my god. Stephanie and I agree. I'm so sorry that you just heard me say that. Anyway. Stephanie and I agree that strings just automatically take a love song to the next level. You might have heard of Cody Fry, especially since the song I Hear a Symphony just went viral on TikTok, according to Jaden. Kind of makes me a little bit jealous because, you know, listened to that song before it was cool. But I gotta chill my ego out because that song is great. Either way, this Cody Fry song is dedicated to Raphael, who's listening in, since he loved the Symphony song. This is Falling in Love by Cody Fry.
Go together like birds and the sky. From the moment that you caught my eye, knew that I was falling in love. You and I, a feeling warmer than sun in July. Since the day that you came in my life, knew that I was falling in love. Nothing silver or gold could ever buy. You and I are falling in love. Promise you till the day that I die, you and I will be falling in love, falling in love, falling in love.
That was Falling in Love by Cody Fry, and if you did not just fall in love with whoever happens to be in the room with you, I do not know what to tell you. We are playing a dangerous game now with just 7 minutes left and 4 songs to get through. I think I laughed way too much tonight and ate up a lot of time. I do have to nick some songs, which is killing me, but I'll likely play them in future episodes so we're not missing out. I am going to try to fit in... You know what? We're just going to do our best. This next one is Honeymoon Forever by Hello Goodbye. Enjoy.
Missing both your shoes, disheveled and used. I'm in love with you, my honey. So stay and hear my proposal. Honeymoon.
just listened to Honeymoon Forever by Hello Goodbye. We've only got time for one more song tonight, and DJ just requested that I do not nix the Bruno Major song, so y'all now have the luxury of hearing my favorite Bruno Major song of all time. This is Old Fashioned by Bruno Major. Enjoy!
I know it's not very cool standing here serenading like a fool, but I don't care. I'll gladly be a fool for you. I know the idea isn't new to fall in love with someone home first you, but I don't care. I think I'll fall in love with you. I'll put on my Sunday best. You pick out your favorite dress, and I'll take you somewhere. It's a cliche, or so I'm told, to give your jacket up someone when it's cold. But I don't care. I don't mind in the night air. I'll walk you home to your front door. I'll say farewell until the morning comes. I'll be smiling a bigger smile than before. I'll put on my Sunday best. You pick out your favorite dress, and I'll take you somewhere.
You just listened to Old Fashioned by Bruno Major. It is that time of night, guys. It is 12.02 a.m. And unfortunately, I do have to shut off. Actually, you know what? I don't have to shut off. They can cut me off whenever they're going to cut me off. This is a free country. So, I would like to just say goodnight here. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in. We've still maintained about 9 listeners from the beginning, though we did hit 20. Yay! First time that's happened since we switched to Monday. But I am sending great dreams, sweet dreams, much love, sweet dreams, and good vibes tonight for all of you guys listening in. And you know what, we're just gonna play one last song, and whenever it shuts off, it shuts off. This is my favorite Chet Baker song, who is my favorite jazz singer, I Fall in Love Too Easily by Chet Baker. Good night, guys, sweet dreams, and I will see you next week.
I fall in love too easily. I fall in love too fast. I fall in love too terribly hard for love to ever last. my heart should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love so easily. I fall in love too fast. Should be well schooled, 'cause I've been fooled in the past, but still I fall in love.